This is Tom Rowe with a WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about any story you hear here. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Joe Martins announced Friday, November 14th, $183,000 in grants for 80 projects to access Hudson River estuary watershed projects, including one for the Columbia County Soil and Water Conservation District for a project in Claverick. The grants are provided through the New York's Environmental Protection Fund and Natural Resource Damages Fund and will be administered by DEC's Hudson River Estuary Program. The awards are to conserve or improve clean water, waterway access, resiliency, fish, wildlife, and their habitats, river scenery, and the vital ecosystem. The grants go to locally, the Columbia County Soil and Water Conservation District will replace an undersized culvert on Presser Road at Hollowville Creek with $52,600 from the granted, which provides potential spawning habitat for brook trout. The stream quality improvements will also support trout populations, which are sensitive to environmental conditions. The village of Wappinger Falls in Dutchess County got $50,000 to remove fencing and invasive plant species, install signage and a buffer, and landscape a vacant waterfront along the Wappinger Creek. The Hudson River Maritime Museum in Ulster County got $25,000, and Riverkeeper, which works out of several Hudson Valley counties, got $10,000 for a grant for water quality monitoring along the Hudson River estuary and its tributaries. Daily Freeman reports that regular deer and bear hunting seasons in New York opens at sunrise on Saturday, November 15th, lasting through Sunday, December 7th. The southern zone season, which includes the Catskills, is New York's most popular hunting season, with 85% of New York's 550,000 licensed hunters involved. In the northern zone, the Adirondacks, Tug Hill Plateau, Eastern Lake, Ontario Plain, and the Champlain and St. Lawrence Valleys, the regular deer and bear hunting season opened October 25th and also closes at sunset on December 7th. See the full story in the Daily Freeman. Larry Rollison in the Albany Times-Union reports that New York's Public Service Commission said November 12th they would again delay voting on the planned $45 billion takeover of Time Warner Cable by Comcast. The state PSC said it plans to vote on the deal by the end of the year. Quote, Comcast's proposed acquisition of Time Warner is a complex transaction, unquote, PSC spokesman James Den said. Quote, the PSC fully expects that it will complete its review by year's end, unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. One public meeting on Saturday, November 15th at 9 a.m., the Stuyvesant Railroad Station meeting happens at the Stuyvesant Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive in Stuyvesant. There's also a fall cleanup day Saturday, November 15th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Kinderhook Memorial Library outside, where you can bring a rake to help clean up for winter. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.